This is from Good Vibrations, My Life as a Beach Boy by Mike Love. Everything worked out eventually for both Brian and Pet Sounds. Bruce Johnston took the album to London and, with the help of our publicist, set up a meeting with Keith Moon in Bruce's hotel suite. The Who's drummer heard the record and was so impressed that he contacted Lennon and McCartney, who swung by and said they wanted to hear it as well. They listened to it several times and left inspired, later saying that Pet Sounds influenced Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band. British fans loved Pet Sounds immediately, sending it to number 2 on their charts, and McCartney has praised God Only Knows as one of the greatest rock songs in history. Americans eventually embraced Pet Sounds, which in 2000 reached platinum level, or 1 million copies sold. It has also won numerous accolades, including the Greatest Rock Album of All Time by New Musical Express, a British magazine. This is from Judgment Ridge, The True Story Behind the Dartmouth Murders, by Dick Lair and Mitchell Zuckoff. The weird quality of the day only grew stranger as the afternoon wore on. Pat Davenport, the school principal, took a call from a state police detective from the nearby barracks in Bethel. The two were familiar with one another because of their respective positions and, ordinarily, could talk easily. But Davenport found the normally affable Detective Sergeant Ray Keefe guarded. Keefe asked her if Robert and Jim were in school. Davenport checked the daily attendance list and told the detective the boys had not come in. But she added the two had been in school the day before, Thursday. "Don't let them in," Keefe told her. The detective then advised her, "If you see them, lock them out. If anyone spotted the boys, notify him immediately." The instructions unnerved the school principal. She asked what was going on. "The situation is dangerous," said Keefe. "How dangerous?" Davenport asked. "Extremely dangerous," said Keefe. The principal was looking for specifics but got none. Finding herself in a verbal dance, unable to get a straight answer, she tried to come at it from another angle. "Should I be concerned?" "Very concerned," said Keefe. This is From Monk to Money Manager by Doug Lynham. If you want to get off the treadmill of working to live, you'll need a way out of the consumer trap. For that, you need to become a capitalist. But what is a capitalist? If a consumer is someone who buys stuff that depreciates over time, a capitalist is someone who works to save and invest, buying as many assets as they can. Those investments grow in value and produce money. They appreciate and are worth more and more over time. That new money they create is reinvested to purchase more assets, which steadily compound until you are financially independent. That's wealth. Wealth isn't about how big your paycheck is or isn't. It's about how you use what money you have to create a lasting pot of cash that you can live off of indefinitely.